Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, to California now, where last night the State Water Resources Control Board approved new summer water conservation rules. We've been hearing for months predictions about cuts. Now they're here, and the board says it will give cities and towns specific targets. Some have already cut back. Santa Cruz has imposed strict rationing and issued over $1.5 million in fines, but also gave people an option to attend water school, kind of like driving school, and many did. Towns that haven't cut back will be asked to make major cuts this summer, and that may mean things you might not think of. For instance, our next guest says in the Sacramento suburbs, a concern is outdoor classrooms and dirt and grass that will bake to dangerously hard turf when kids play. Dan York is the Assistant General Manager for the Sacramento Suburban Water District. Dan, what are you anticipating? How big a cut?
Well, currently we're at our stage two, which is 25%. And as soon as the State Water Resources Control Board comes out with their conservation measures, right now we're in tier 9, which is 36%.
36%. I mean, give people a sense. We understand in some towns, people are simply going to be told, places that still have lawns, for instance, your lawn must die. What does 36% mean to you?
36% for us is a huge goal. Currently, the 3 days a week watering is sufficient, but when you go down to one day per week, a lot of the plush grass here in Sacramento County is going to suffer.
Well, how are people getting ready for this? We have seen pictures of whole lawns being uprooted and artificial grass planted, native plants that don't need water being planted as lawns are ripped out. What are you seeing?
That's correct. We have a lot of customers calling in wanting to know if we're going to have a cash for grass program, which currently we do not. That's what we're going to bring to our board in the next week or two to see if we can do one of those programs.
You pay people to rip their lawn out.
That's correct.
Yeah. What about businesses? Do you have golf clubs? Do you have country clubs? How are you going to approach people who might be a commercial business and say the lawn means something to them?
We're going to have to do a lot of public outreach. One example is median strips. We have a lot of those in Sacramento County. And that's going to be down to one day a week. And their major concern is not really the grass. It's their trees and shrubbery that they're afraid they're going to lose.
Well, and it sounds like they will. It's hot there. One day a week of watering won't do it. As the city, with things like medians that are a part of the city, are you planning on ripping things out?
We're going to try to offer some other programs where we can maybe participate and get some federal grants to pay for the programs to have them take out grass with drought-resistant shrubbery in there.
Yeah, in other words, to help you get the stuff out of there that needs water. Will you charge more for water?
Currently, we are not. That's another item we're bringing to our board, a third-tier level that if a customer uses over so much water, they basically penalize them.
But if you don't have that in place, what does it matter if somebody violates the rules? I mean, don't you have to have either charging more for water for people who violate or financial penalties for people who violate?
Well, one of the major issues we'll have to deal with, and along with other water purveyors in California, is we cannot charge more than what it costs to do business. So we'd have to prove that by penalizing the customers for overwatering, we're actually recouping our costs for just our operation budgets.
So I'm imagining you're looking more at penalties.
We're hoping not to get there, to be honest. We want to educate our customers, which we've done in the past, but you can only go so far with educating. If the customers aren't listening to our outreach, we probably have no choice but try to do a penalty.
Well, tell people about that, because we've actually done stories about different towns in California that have a so-called water police, somebody who goes around and sees when there's a leak, for instance, or if somebody's watering at night, violating rules. But, you know, that's really police with air quotations. What will you have? I mean, how will you enforce your rules?
We're going to have the same thing we have right now. We have two temporary employees that we call them water patrols, and we're going to request our board to hire another 4 to 6. And we're also going to hire a security firm here locally in Sacramento during the night between 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. They'll patrol the areas for us and also look out for water waste.
But again, I mean, this is amazing. So you're patrolling, but if you find the people and you don't have financial penalties, what does it matter?
That's correct, and that's where we have to deal with our board. They have a tough decision to make.
Yeah. Well, and what does it mean for Sacramento if you don't make the state's target?
There could be financial penalties on our district, anywhere from $500 to $10,000 per day. And that's the big chore here is to show the state, if they give us 36% reduction, we have to show that we've done an enormous amount of public outreach and efforts to try to reduce to that number.
Well, good luck to you. Are you nervous?
It's going to be, we're in a different era. This is going to be a challenge that we're going to have to try to meet and exceed on it.
Dan York of the Sacramento Suburban Water District will follow how they do here and now.